This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I also want to ask about a report that the FBI is going to be releasing publicly, the details of its recommendations to the Justice Department and the Clinton email investigation. Did the White House have any opinion about this decision? Were you consulted? And what's your general reaction to the fact that we're going to be hearing more about this investigation and these internal documents from the FBI?
I've seen those reports. I can tell you that the White House did not consult with the FBI about that decision or any of the other decisions that they've made in terms of handling some of the investigative material that they've collected when they looked into this matter. So I'll leave it to them to describe what steps they're taking and why they're taking them. With regard to the potential impact on the election, there are any number of people that are employed by your news organizations that will speculate about the potential political impact or political fallout. I'll let them do that.
Yeah, I guess you would. And how would you like to have his job, Scott? I mean, would they pay you enough money to be in front, of these reporters? I mean, these are people that are in your fraternity, and maybe that's the thing. Maybe the rest of the journalists there in the reporters pool just pain. They just share the pain, and probably the first thing they say, "Thank God I don't have that job," because this guy, he so often sounds like. He sounds like Baghdad Bob. I mean, just making the most inconceivable believable. I don't know.
To be fair, though, haven't they, anybody that truly asks them the hard questions, they get their permission slip revoked or, their credentials revoked.
That's right.
I mean, they've been very, you want to give me, six figures to talk to my friends, the people that have to be nice to me. Sure, I'll do that.
And know you got cover. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a good point that the consequences for reporters not going along to get along is that, and you've heard us say about it, they don't get to play in the reindeer games. They're not going to the cocktail parties. They're on the outside looking in. And when your job is to get the information to report on it, and then you have a, an administration that is so onerous and they are manipulating the media. I mean, that's what we're hearing time and time again is how they've been able to manipulate the media. I mean, they're getting news reports ahead of everybody else and they're editing. I mean, the White House has become the editorial board of these publications. I mean, what is wrong with this picture here?
Well, there's a ton wrong, and both sides are doing it. Obviously, there's like Fox News is pretty well slanted towards Republicans, and everywhere else seems to be slanted against Republicans. So, but I think this is one of the things that is it should be highly wrong. You should have everybody in there to ask questions. Anybody who has the press, who has the credentials, the credentials shouldn't be able to be taken away because you're asking a hard question or a question that
well,
we need
exposes
the answer to.
We the people here, Scott. We're vulnerable. We're vulnerable to what Hillary Clinton has done. I mean, she's taken this whole situation to a whole new level. I mean, this is not, like anything, when it gets to this point, when it gets this bad, you wonder, you go, whoa, first of all, this has to be a systemic issue. You can't have somebody operating out of the State Department on her way to the Oval Office and do things like this that anybody else would be in jail for. You know, it smacks of all kinds of systemic issues that I don't even think that we've begun to really seriously look at. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, it's time to, you know, put your head on a swivel. Take a look at what's happening here. Dear country, America, it's Bill Martinez Live, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. We're going to be talking a little bit later on with a doctor who is she's a former president of the Associations of American Physicians and Surgeons. Has an interesting perspective, a rather practical perspective, I should say. It's beyond interesting because it's laden with facts, and it has to do with looking at Hillary Clinton's 43 years of service to our country. It is most amazing. I'll just read a couple here. Her failures, such as flunking the Washington, D.C. bar exam after graduating from Yale Law School. Did you know that? Her singular success, turning a $1,000 investment into $100,000 in 10 months, although Robert Bone at AK Financial Services, who helped her to do so, was suspended for 3 years and slapped with the largest fine in exchange's history. So Robert Bone takes the bullet for the team. She gets $100,000. He doesn't get to pass go, collect $200. He goes straight to jail. Now, the sordid outrage of her firing 7 employees of the U.S. Travel Office, as you recall, and trying to send an innocent man to prison to justify firing him, all to give the travel office to Confederates from Arkansas. Remember Travelgate? The completely innocent bureaucratic snafu in which Craig Livingston, hired by her as director of the White House Office of Personal Security, gained improper access to the secret FBI files of 900 people. I mean, you know, these things, if past is prologue, why are we turning this into a big debate? I mean, just by her experience, I mean, we complained that Barack Obama wasn't very well vetted. I think by her practical experience, what she has demonstrated to us, she has vetted herself, but does America want to turn the page and remember all this stuff? I guess it's just so overwhelming that maybe we're all brain bruised and we want to ignore the facts for whatever reason, but they're so glaring. And then you say that you want to get this country back on track. Well, we're not going to do it based on a breakdown of integrity. Well, here to talk more about that is Dan Perkins. He's a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com and DailySurge.com, as well as TheHill.com. He is a master writer, terror analyst, and author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, which centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the USA. And also, I will say that Dan is involved with Songs and Stories for Soldiers. It's a 501c3 nonprofit trying to help vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. And I got to tell you, Bill Martinez, me, is one of its ambassadors. I'm a proud ambassador to support this program. And you can go to the foundation website, please. It's songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Get on the team and help us out and help us support vets who, I guess, according to the latest latest information that we have, Dan, something like 22 suicides a day from our most treasured resources. Yeah, yeah, I mean, and there was a story the other day. Well, I want to just real quick, and then I'll turn it over to you. But there was a story the other day where a vet went in for service, and he was given the same old, and he commits suicide there in the parking lot of the VA hospital. It just broke my heart when I heard that.
I agree with you. It's just amazing. I want to just to remind your audience that you were the first ambassador, and you're in good company because. Last week we were in Cincinnati at the National Convention of the American Legion, who is now a corporate sponsor, and the retiring commander was the second ambassador, and he personally went on a tour to the VA hospital in Indianapolis and the 101st Airborne Warrior in Transition Unit in Fort Campbell, passing out 400 MP3 players to veterans in those facilities. And one of the best things that the American Legion could do. So there are two ambassadors now. You were first, and Dale Barnett, the retiring chairman of the commander of the American Legion, is number two. So
yeah, and Dale's been on our show too. I like his heart, and I got to tell you, I'm proud to be associated with you and with him and others who are working so hard on behalf of Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Now, this MP3, I want to take a little bit of time here to explain to people this MP3, because when I saw it, I was so impressed. I mean, this is so cool, Dan. Explain to our audience what we're doing here with these MP3 players.
We have an MP3 player that comes with 8 gigabytes of storage. It comes out with 2 novels. My first novel of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, and a guest author, and 8 hour sleep audio. And that eats about 2 gigabytes so that the soldiers then can go to, our website, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and they have free download capacity on 3 million songs, 100,000 plus audio books, 30,000 old time radio shows, and 4 additional sleep audios. And since the last time I spoke with you, Bill, we got a unsolicited review of the program at Fort Stewart Warrior in Transition Unit. And 52% of the people who were given the players responded to a survey, which was blew them away that so many would respond. 76% of them, Bill, are using it for the music. 15% are using it for the books, and 53% have downloaded something from the website. They just think it's a phenomenal program, and we give them the player, the SD card, earbuds, a USB cable, a charger to charge the MP3 player, and a flash memory stick where they can extract the SD card and move the music or whatever it is they want anywhere on any computer device with a USB port. So we were in Walter Reed. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You were in Walter Reed.
I
want you to continue.
We were at Walter Reed last week, opening up the Warrior in Transition. We're already there in the physical therapy area for amputees, but we opened up a Warrior in Transition unit for 250 soldiers at Walter Reed, and also a 250 Warrior in Transition unit for Belvoir. And we were met at the door going into the rec center by 8 people who were waiting in line to get the MP3 players. And they said, well, nobody else is going to be here. They're all at the picnic. You need to come. So my wife and I went over to the picnic and met 30 or 40 more people, which we gave players to. This is amazing. That'll be on the website.
Oh, wow. How cool. That is. Yeah, we're just so excited to, like I say, to be associated with this program. Again, Dan, direct them to the website. We need people to help us out, to partner with us, to get on the team for Songs and Stories for Soldiers. So where can they go to be on the team with us?
Songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. And everybody needs to know that Mr. Bill Martinez is a continuing sponsor on a monthly basis. And we really, really appreciate your commitment. So we're going to talk
about it. Well, it's right there all the way. Yeah, we're going to come back. right after the break. We're going to come back and do another segment, and we're going to talk politics, of course. Dan Perkins is with us. Our conversation continues. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we got to follow the light to the truth. That's what it's going to take to get this country back on track, and we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. You got Debbie Wasserman Schultz here, Dan Perkins, saying that she is proud of her leadership with the DNC. She followed the book. She, in her estimation, did an outstanding job. But what I heard loud and clear was she followed the book. Is this the book that says all's fair in love and war and politics, and it's okay to rig things?
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Bill. You know, clearly the emails that were released just prior to the Democratic convention not only caused her to lose her job, but caused three senior officers to resign from the DNC because they were reading out of a book of cheaters and swindlers and hustlers. And you know, it is still unconscionable to me, Bill, that people could support Mrs. Clinton, knowing again, based on the emails that came out on Monday, that she's lying again about what she gave, and she's perjured herself before Congress, and nobody seems to want to do anything about it. You know, it's interesting that the press is beginning to slightly beginning to turn. The New York Times yesterday editorial board told her that she's got to get rid of the Clinton Foundation, and I wrote a piece which is up today, Bill, on Reagan baby. Excuse me. And I said, which Clinton Foundation? Most people do not understand, Bill, that there is more than one Clinton Foundation. There's the New York one. There's one in Canada, one in London, one in Sweden, one in Hong Kong, and one in Kenya. So they want to talk about closing the foundation. Which one?
Yes.
Only New York. And then we heard last night that Chelsea is going to remain on as chairman of the Clinton Health Initiative. And they are going to continue to take, regardless of whether or not Hillary gets elected president, they're going to continue to take foreign donations from individuals and corporations and governments.
Of course.
So,
well, you know they're going to find a way to get around this. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the way they roll, Dan. And but America needs to wake up to this, as one pundit said. I mean, everybody keeps saying, well, there's not a smoking gun there. And I think it was Charles Krauthammer says, forget about a smoking gun. These are smoking cannons.
That's true. And then we have the story yesterday, which you were alluding to, the fact that Homeland Security wants to take over the election process in the states because they're concerned that there may be hacking that would influence the outcome of the election in November. And my concern, Bill, is that if you give the central government any power, it becomes almost impossible to extract it and get it back. And if you turn over the basic fundamental of the election process of how we, the people in our local communities and states, decide who's going to win, who's going to run, and who's going to win through the electoral process, and we turn that accounting and reporting mechanism over to the Homeland Security, which can't secure the border, how are they going to be able to secure the election process? It is a terrible, dangerous idea to move the local election process under the supervision of the federal government.
Well, that'll keep the Democrats in office, won't it?
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to lose the states, and we're going to lose our local based authority. You know, when you take away the vote, in essence, the controlling of the vote of the American electorate on a local basis, and give the control to the central government for the accounting and reporting of who won the election, I'm just amazed, Bill, at the number of people that are not outraged over this.
The fact that even the question is, the fact the question is being posed, Dan, is shocking. The fact that you can sit there and say, do we want central government to take control? And most people would say absolutely not, because we don't trust them, but yet we're willing to reelect them and put them back into office again. So, I mean, this is such an oxymoron and insane that it's like, you know, you want to grab America by the shoulders and wake them up and say, look, it doesn't have to be this way. We deserve better than this. Right?
Right. Yeah. And the idea that we would allow the central government to take over our election process, what's left for us to do? I mean, really, if they're going to control who gets elected, then they're going to control the outcome of the election. They're going to control the legislature, and they're going to control the agenda of what happens in the state. And you know, we've got Obamacare about ready to implode mm-hmm. and quickly to be replaced if Hillary gets in with a national health care, single-payer health care.
Single-payer,
government
exactly.
Government could be in charge of schools, our health, and now our election process.
Yeah, because they've got it all figured out, and the minions here, the peons that we are, Dan, we're not smart enough to figure this out. We need the Hillarys. We need the Nancy Pelosis and the Harry Reids of this world and our government to lead us, because we're such knuckleheads. You know, it's a wonder that we've been able to survive this long without them, you know?
Yeah. Did you hear Secretary of State Kerry, his announcement on Monday?
How disconnected from reality is he? But, you know, that tells us so much about him and about the elite's perspective and how they think about us.
Yeah. We're not smart enough to deal with the reality of bombing, that the press should stop reporting on them because it's not important to us. You know, you say, God, what Kool-Aid is this man drinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the government sends $400 million, which is not hostage money, and the State Department finally admits that it's hostage money. And as soon as they get the money out and they get our four guys out, the Iranian government takes more Americans prisoners. So,
of course,
you know, it's just I don't know what happened to our country, Bill. I really don't.
Well, and the thing is, it's the age-old business principle that people will do that which they get rewarded for. Now, we may not want to call it, and the president may not want to call it ransom or hostage money, but I don't care what the president says. What does the rest of the world say? What does Iran say? Mm-hmm. It's a ransom.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
So you can say anything you want to say, but if the perception for them is that it's a ransom, and then on the heels of that, just to your point, they go ahead and kidnap a couple of more Americans. It's a ransom.
Yeah. And we've got, you know, there's a wonderful reporter for the New York Post by the name of Goodwin, mm-hmm. who over the last 2 weeks have done two great pieces on the credibility of the American media and the bias in the American media. I would really encourage your people to go to the Post website and look at those two articles, because he really chastises his peers mm-hmm. in their open bias. We had Brzezinski at Morning Joe mm-hmm. say last Friday before she interviewed Hillary, I cannot be unbiased about this election. I am going to support Hillary. I'm going to do everything in my power on this program to get her elected. She's the news media.
Yeah.
At least she was open about it, but right. We have the news media saying that we are biased, and yet we have people who think that the news media shouldn't be biased, but so far it is, and it's just amazing. And the amazing thing, Bill, I know the music's playing,
yeah.
I predicted that if Trump was close at the end of the month of August, the $100 million that Hillary spent in advertising to try to destroy his reputation didn't work. He's going to win. I think
yep.
he's going to win, though.
Well, here it is. I mean, it is amazing how much of the needle it hasn't moved after all that money invested in advertising. Dan Perkins, domestic foreign policy contributor, ReaganBaby.com. Dan, thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Staples. The back-to-school season can be stressful for parents and students alike. As the end of the summer approaches, many retailers are already stocking holiday candy and decor, making it difficult to find school supplies. Parents can rely on Staples to have the school supplies their children need in stock throughout the back-to-school season, at the lowest prices guaranteed. Christine Mallon, Vice President of Retail Marketing at Staples, joins us to share some back-to-school advice.
As the start of school approaches, many retailers have moved on and started stocking for the next holiday. At Staples, parents can shop confidently, knowing that we're still in stock on all of the back-to-school essentials they need at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Staples keeps school essentials in stock all season long at the lowest prices. Shop the Less List for School, weekly school steals, and take advantage of the 110% lowest price guarantee to stay on budget. For more, visit staples.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates or around the world via shortwave, we welcome you to Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And, hey, if you want to be in the running, we got the soundtrack of the movie Ben-Hur. We've got free tickets. Also, what else we got? We got the book. Yes, the book of Ben-Hur as well. Just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me, do you want to be in the running for it? Hey, we'll put you in a hapa, and we pull out your name, make sure your address is there, and it will be off to you. And thank you very much for, you know, being with us. Hey, regardless of who wins the election this November, it will be historic. You know that, right? One school of thought believes that Hillary will win simply because we have an opportunity to elect the first woman president, no less on the heels of the first black president, as Obama's presidency brought up not just unresolved issues and biases of race, mainstream political discussions. Will Hillary's presidency do the same for women's issues like equal pay and child care? Well, with us right now to talk about it is Beate Shillet. She is author of The Women's Code and Happy Women, Happy World. Beate, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. I'm excited.
Hey, well, good to have you here. We need your perspective on this to break it down. I mean, we have lots of options here, and they're clear options for this election 2016 cycle that we're in. I mean, there's no gray area between these two candidates, is there?
I mean, truthfully, there really isn't. What we're seeing right now is simply the result of our own choices. So it's almost, you know, it's very interesting to me how people are so opinionated one way or another, or they wonder why there's nothing else in between. It's like, look, this is what we choose. This is where we are. This is it. It's either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Is it,
you know, the result, as you say, and I agree with you. I mean, we are where we are as the result of the choices that we've been making along the way. But also in terms of communication, I think above all, we require and appreciate some sense of validation that we can be involved in the conversation when we have been so divided in this country for a couple of decades. I mean, this has been a growing process, but it's almost come to an absolute climax here where people are so frustrated and tired of talking or shouting at one another. They want to have a conversation now, I sense. What do you sense?
You know what, it's really interesting that you say that, because that, I believe, is, it's almost a shock to a lot of people that what we do has an influence on politics. Mm-hmm. And that is the rise of Donald Trump is, I think it was more like a joke in the beginning, and suddenly, you know, more and more people said we need to set a message, or the same thing with Bernie Sanders in the beginning, is that we really are recognizing as human beings, or as part of, you know, living in this country, that what we want actually, you know, does matter, and that we have an influence on it. And that's really the shift, I believe, that you're talking about, mm-hmm. that suddenly we recognize, hey, my voice does count.
Exactly. Well, I give Dr. Ben Carson a lot of credit for that. You remember at the President's Prayer Breakfast, he sat there before the President, and like Ronald Reagan telling Gorbachev to tear the walls down, he sat there and told President Obama and the nation that we needed to tear down the walls of political correctness, didn't he?
Yes, I believe that that's really sort of the other part of the shift that we're seeing in society in general, which is primarily brought on by millennials, mm-hmm. is that this classic red and blue and the classic, this is the Republican opinion as it's approved, this is the Democratic opinion as it's approved, and then there's really nothing else that counts, that's been shattered in this
exactly.
election, completely shattered.
Well, and look at it, look at the outsider influence in Bernie Sanders. You mentioned Donald Trump, and I still think that's been under-evaluated and under-measured. You know, in my travels across the country, Beate, is that I run into this sentiment, this groundswell sentiment that I'm not seeing understood or even reported on by the mainstream media.
Yes, what's happening is that we are seeing the extremes. You know, it's like the pendulum. As the pendulum swings, it swings mm-hmm. from one extreme to the other until it eventually finds its middle. So we have nationalism, socialism, and everything in between. And really, it's a great thing if we think about it, because people are thinking.
Yes,
which
exactly.
is phenomenal.
Well, we always like it when things are moving, because, you know, we cannot live with the status quo. And just keeping and maintaining stasis is never a positive thing, because, you know, one of the things we learn in marketing right away is that it's ever dynamic. And you cannot ignore that. And right now, more than ever, there's a dynamism that is occurring across this country that I think is catching some people off guard. It certainly caught off 16 politicians on the GOP side, didn't it?
Yes. Well, what's happening is the shift, is the handing over of the power from baby boomers jumping Generation X and going straight to the millennials, mm-hmm. because it's the largest group. It's 80 million people. Baby boomers were 75 million, and a lot of them are sort of, you know, starting to fade out. And now millennials are starting to get into power, and it's a whole different generation with a whole different set of values. And we estimate that as they are only 25% of the American workforce, within the next 10 years, they will be 75% of the American workforce. So we will see a complete shift within the next couple of years of power.
Yes, exactly. Well, as the originator and creator of the Woman's Code and nationally known gender decoder, I want to give you time to talk about, you know, balancing gender equality and looking for a level playing field, because that's the other thing that's driving this, is whether or not you're talking about immigration, nationalism. I think America is saying, hey, can we, and even trade, can we level the playing field, but even level the playing field for women in the workforce?
Yes, and that, I believe, is another one of the biggest discussions we're having right now. Again, you know, driven a lot by millennials who are being taught to feel equal, and to they're being taught to really believe in equality, diversity, inclusion, and all these things. So we are seeing that in the old status quo, where the white man, and you know, I jokingly and not so jokingly say, you know, we've been ruled by the angry middle-aged white guy,
yes.
And that is really being being challenged and attacked, and that makes, you know, makes the people in power, primarily middle-aged angry white men, even more angry. But what we are seeing is it's cracking wide open, especially for women. If women are 51% of the population in the United States, then we are not a minority. We are actually the majority. It makes no sense that we are only 2% of CEOs. It makes no sense that we only occupy 19% of Senate seats. We should truly hold half of everything. And that's really the equality that for some reason finds so much resistance, because if my husband doesn't give me the right, but my husband teaches my daughter to have the same rights, you know, it's again the values you were talking about. It's all convoluted right now. It's like, what do we really believe in, and are we going to follow through on our beliefs?
Well, and I think, but I'm hopeful to that, and I know you are too. Is that I see the trend moving in the direction. I mean, I remember in not that long ago there were not that many women in politics. Now more and more, you know, they're breaking through ceilings, and they're very well represented. So I think it will continue to move in that direction, as you say, with the force of the millennials behind it. I think also, you know, I'm an empirical evidence kind of guy, and you look at the bottom line, say, hey, can she do the? Is she doing the job? If she's doing the job, hey, let's just keep it going. And that's what we're coming down to, because I think we've accommodated incompetence for so long, and we're paying a price, whether it's in our government or in the workplace or in other areas. And I say to all the women and to everyone is that it's time to dream big dreams again, and don't be held back, right, Beate?
Absolutely. This is the time to push, and let's crack that ceiling or the ground floor, whatever you call it, but we're unstoppable.
Amen. All right. Beate Chalet has been with us. Thank you, Beate. It's Bill Martinez live, 19 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Fall is approaching and college football season is kicking off. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, you can enjoy the big game day on a small budget with this tip.
My husband and I went to a football school, so fall brings back great memories. As Ole Miss alums, we love tailgating on the weekends with dear friends. To cut down on costs, we create a tailgate potluck to maximize our mealtime savings.
For all of our tailgate festivities, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first 2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. Now that's a win I can brag about.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night and decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
They should just back off because she did everything right. The letter, the spirit of the law.
By so many measures, our country is stronger and more prosperous than it was when we started.
Racism, we are not cured of, clearly. And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not. Societies don't overnight completely erase everything that happened 200 to 300 years prior.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just a quick reminder, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com, figure out how you can connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates or, via shortwave as well. We're just all over the place, and we appreciate you joining us for the effort to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Time to go to Louisiana, and the Cajun Crusher is with us, Jeff Gruer, New Orleans native son, the former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party, the host of the Louisiana-based radio and TV show Ringside Politics. Jeff, how you doing out there? You staying dry?
Bill, you know, it's raining again today, but fortunately, we've had a little bit of relief over the past week to try to deal with some of this flooding. It's been a crazy few weeks, I'll tell you.
Well, Jay, a lot of prayers going out there to the area. 40,000 homes, the devastation that's taken place. Over a dozen people have passed away in the devastation. And meanwhile, we got a president that would much rather go play golf.
Well, that's the thing, Bill. You know, we're one of the 50 states. So, I mean, we are in the United States of America, yet you would really not get that impression sometimes with Barack Obama. We had an oil spill in 2010, and the president was very tardy in coming down here and really dealing with that crisis. This time, Donald Trump beat him to the punch by 4 days, and the president stayed on his vacation, played golf, entertained celebrities, while people were literally dying in these floods. So he didn't really make a good impression down here, Bill.
Yeah, maybe that's what you need. You need George Clooney to go down there and drag some celebrities down there in the middle of the water, and then maybe he might show up, huh? Sooner.
Larry David. Later. I mean, yeah, he loves the celebrities, but the red state he doesn't seem to be too fond of. And we're wondering if it's because this is a Republican state that he just doesn't really give us a lot of priority.
Well, yeah, I mean, and meanwhile, you get Donald Trump that shows up at his own expense, brings his plane down. Of course, when the president comes down, that's all on our dime. But Donald Trump shows up. He brings, what, $1,000 worth of relief. And, of course, here they are, some of the pundits. You got to love some of the mainstream media. You know, they're making fun that he was giving away Play-Doh or whatever it was, you know, that wasn't, you know, appropriate according to their eyes. But if Barack Obama's hands would have been holding it, then it had been a terrific novel, you know, idea, right?
Well, and that's the thing. He came down. He brought attention to the state of Louisiana. He brought a 18-wheeler full of supplies. From what I understand, he's going to be giving a $100,000 gift. So, I mean, that's a tremendous sign of support for the area. And let me tell you, Bill, he was greeted very warmly. He was given a hero's welcome because people were so appreciative. Then, of course, when President Obama comes, he's got to drag politics into it. He met with the family of Alton Sterling, who was shot by police. And I think that should have been handled on two separate visits. I don't think that should have been combined into one visit, but that's what President Obama did.
Well, we know that he has, you know, special rules, just like Hillary Clinton has special rules. And then there's the rules for the rest of us. And right now, Donald Trump is probably feeling more like the rest of his minions than, you know, the ruling elite of Washington, D.C.
Well, he's got the ruling elite targeting him, I'll tell you that. They don't like him, and the establishment is out to get him. The Republican establishment and the Democrat establishment, the financial establishment, the media establishment, they're all out to get him.
Well, I love it, Jeff, because it exposes them. I mean, it brings them out of the shadows, this shadowy government that we've been exposed to and have been affected by over the years. I mean, they're all coming out, you know, and so I say, hey, that's great. At least we know who the enemy is, and it's no longer an existential threat. It's right here in our neighborhood and our zip codes.
Well, you're so right, and we've, for, I think, many years not realized it, but now they've been exposed. Now I think we can see the danger. Now we have a candidate that's really sort of going after them, and they feel threatened, and they are really putting it all on the line to stop him, and the media has given up any pretense of being objective. I mean, they're
exactly.
Fully behind Hillary. I mean, I've never seen it, Bill. I've been following this for decades. I've never seen it this bad.
Well, you know, I mean, are they so blinded with the grape juice that, you know, it doesn't matter what, you know, next set of emails come out or whatever new scandal comes about. They just keep on choking it down and holding the party line here. I mean, you know, here she says, Jeff, that she gave all the emails, 30,000 emails. I mean, these are her words, not ours. You know, she said she gave all the emails, and then all of a sudden the state comes up with, you know, 15,000 more. I mean, what, 50% more emails are piled on? And then Julian Assange says, oh, but there are more. I mean, he sounds like an infomercial. You know, there's more coming around. But he says they're going to be out before the election.
You know, that's a lot of yoga. That's a lot of wedding planning. That's a lot of recipes. I mean, you know, her bogus rationale for not divulging all the emails is just laughable, Bill. But thank goodness for Judicial Watch, Julian Assange, and some of these watchdog organizations that are trying to really get to the truth. I mean, they're doing the job that the media used to do, but no longer does.
Yeah, exactly. And Peter Schweizer, let's put him in there. I mean, that book and now the movie Clinton Cash, I mean, it's hard to deny. And this is on top of, you know, of course, the Benghazi film that came out in first quarter of this year, you know, 13 hours, that was quite an indictment about what happened in Benghazi on 9/11/2012. And I say an indictment right on top of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
And, of course, you had the mother of Sean Smith come forward and call out Hillary Clinton as a liar, and that should have received a lot more attention. It didn't from the media. And there's so many things with this woman that make her just unqualified to be president. I really believe, Bill, that she should be in prison. And I think there's just a separate set of rules for people like Hillary Clinton. And that's why there's so much distrust of our government, of all agencies and departments. And there's just a lot of people that believe that there's sort of two systems in our country, one for the average person and one for the elite.
Well, there's no question. And I think that's why they're so aggravated and why the mainstream media is blind to this grassroots groundswell. Jeff, in my travels across the country, I'm in Hawaii right now. So a 6 hour time difference from our normal time on the East Coast. And it is amazing. I mean, everywhere I go, people are none too happy. And I'm not sure the pollsters, I'm certainly sure the mainstream media is not getting it. But this is what has affected Donald Trump's success. I mean, come on, let's stop and consider here. 16 politicians, I mean, the people that he beat out during the primaries for the GOP presidential nomination, I mean, these weren't a bunch of slouches. I mean, these are successful governors, successful politicians. I mean, give them credit for who they are. I mean, it wasn't like there were a bunch of rummies. I mean, compared to who Hillary had to go against, I mean, come on, you're not talking the same zip code here, Jeff, please.
No doubt, Bill. I mean, it was the best the Republican Party had to throw at him. It was the largest field in history, and he got the most votes in history.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's an amazing victory against the establishment, and they still haven't forgiven him. What really is amazing is many of these establishment Republicans and never-Trumpers are still running against Donald Trump and not Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. Hey, Jeff, real quick here. We got about a minute or so left here. What's going on with this Home Depot employee and the baseball cap? I mean, well, what happened here?
Well, that was a case where someone is unhappy with Donald Trump's slogan of, make America great again, and had a slogan about America was never great, and tried to sort of play off what Donald Trump was saying, really what he was trying to do. And I think it's unfortunate, a lot of backlash to that. Supposedly those kind of messages aren't allowed in Home Depot, but this employee was wearing it. So I think it's just he's striking a nerve, and a lot of people are trying to do what they can to diminish his message, but I'm hopeful that it's not going to be successful.
So what happens when a bunch of people come in with their red hats, Make America Great Again, with their credit cards, and they want to make a bunch of purchases at Home Depot? Do they send them to the exit door?
Well, if Home Depot was smart, they would welcome their money. I mean, I think any business today in this economy, Bill, they need to welcome the money of anybody who's willing to spend some money, because we've got an economy that's not doing too great under Barack Obama. So,
well, you said at the opening, this still is the United States of America, right? I hope so.
It is, and I'm hoping that it shows up, the silent majority shows up on Election Day and can return this country to greatness, which I think certainly we can still do.
Exactly. Let's get all in, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Cruer, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam.